So somewhere in the world, it's late at night. But here in Joburg, it's 3 minutes past 10 on Friday morning, and you're on cliffcentral.com. I'm John T. Searle, and with me is Spider. Good morning, Spider.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you this morning?
I am awesome, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. We've had this amazing week.
Oh, yeah?
Lots of exciting things happening that we will talk about.
Yeah, I've heard a few things about what you've been up to this weekend.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
It's been exciting, so we will talk about that. And guess what, Spider?
Mm-hmm.
We got some emails this week from people around the world who are
what?
Listening to our show.
Yay!
And they said the most wonderful things about us, which is just so nice.
What? Absolutely. Are you serious?
Like, yeah, they actually like us.
It feels so unreal. Like
it does.
My aunt was telling me she's listening from Dubai.
Yeah.
I've got friends in Germany who are listening, and I'm just like, seriously, are you guys being for real?
Yeah. It is so
that
cool.
is awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome.
Absolutely. Very cool indeed. So please join our conversation. Our number is...
Definitely call us on 0861-555-189.
That was good.
And you can hit us up on Twitter. The handle is at cliffcentral.com. On Instagram, it's Cliff Central. On Facebook, Cliff Central. We're on WeChat, Cliff Central. You can message the show. It's on more options, message to show. So, yeah, please.
Yeah, so join our conversation this morning. We would love to talk to you. And thank you for all your calls, for all your emails and messages during the week.
We really enjoy them.
And again, whatever it is that you would like to hear about on the show, please let us know. Please send us your questions related to sex and sensuality.
Definitely.
And we would love to hear from you.
All the freaks and geeks out there.
That's
come
us.
Come out to play.
That's us.
Freak. So what are we talking about today, John?
Well, we have some fellow perverts here.
Ooh.
We dragged them out of wherever little hole they came from. And we are talking about boudoir and erotic photography.
Oh, yes.
So it's been an amazing week for that because I did some beautiful shoots for Sexpo and for some new material for my website. And two of the guys who were involved in that shoot are here, Kewan and Bronwyn. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonty.
Good morning.
And with us as well is Ernie from Cougar SA.
Hi, good morning, Jonty.
So welcome, everybody.
Good morning. Thank you. Welcome.
It's really cool to have you guys with us. So... let's start. Q and Bron, what do you do?
Well, I do photography full-time. I have a studio, and I pretty much do that full-time, and Kewan helps me out.
Now, yep. Kewan is your husband, right?
Kewan is my husband.
Okay. And now when you say you do photography, we're not talking about just any type of photography.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay. So... I do a lot of sensual photography, I do a lot of newborn stuff, I do a lot of family stuff, but lately there's been a big interest in the market for boudoir photography.
So we were talking about this earlier, boudoir photography, and we were kind of thinking like, what does that actually mean?
What does it actually mean?
Yeah, because a boudoir used to be a lady's private chamber. And this was, you know, it was beautifully furnished and it was her space. It was kind of sensual. And this was where she could do her thing and be herself. So we kind of decided that boudoir was just another fancy term making it okay for people.
Well, something that was boudoir for me is very sensual. It's about a woman unlocking something within herself, an inner beauty, which I believe that every woman has, and sometimes just really battles to be able to bring that out in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
The minute she's in front of the camera, she can just let go and just be herself, and it doesn't necessarily mean we take our clothes off. It doesn't necessarily mean they have nothing on all the time. They just go... it's with beautiful
with whatever you're comfortable
yeah, with
in.
Whatever they're comfortable in. Beautiful lingerie, material, sometimes nothing, all depending on how comfortable the person in front of the camera is.
That is quite a relief that you said this, because for a lot of people, you hear erotic photography or boudoir photography, and you just think, no, I don't want to take photos naked, please.
Yeah, you know? So much is about body image.
Yeah, exactly.
And what we think we look like and what we think we should look like.
Indeed.
And often they have nothing to do with each other.
Okay, so whatever it is that you feel most sexy in.
Absolutely. And yeah. It's about, and I believe that every single woman should do this, at least do one boudoir shoot in their life, because I feel that it really, for some women, unlocks something and allows them to feel beautiful and allows them to feel sensual. And that's so important.
Yeah,
that is very important. Very important. I actually read as well that a lot of women have been saying after they've done the boudoir shoots, they felt much more confident and much more sexy in their everyday lives. Yeah. And they're learning to love themselves more now. And I think that is a beautiful thing, definitely.
So one of the things that I recommend to a lot of my clients that they go and have an experience like this is because of how much it frees them.
Absolutely.
From inhibitions, from limitations, from judgment of themselves, that they can actually start to feel sexy. Because it's really important that the way that our minds work is that our minds keep us trapped in a lot of patterns and ideas and beliefs. But when we actually have an experience, that's where something changes and we actually start to feel something. That's where we can feel
sexy. Absolutely. And I've seen it in a couple of clients that have come in and they're nervous and but they really want to do it and they're not sure. And the minute they confront that fear, the experience for them is just amazing. They often leave just saying, that was absolutely awesome.
Absolutely. So cool. So, Ernie, what do you do? I mean, I know what you do, but tell everybody else what you do.
Well, Chanti, the same as Bronwyn, I also do photography. All the photographers are always chasing the younger models and the super sexy. And there are so many beautiful older women, more mature women, especially in South Africa. You know what? The women are mothers, they're businesswomen, they're housewives, and their lives revolve around husbands and children and the home, etc. And I started doing photo shoots for the more mature women. We opened up a little Facebook group to test how it was going. It grew phenomenally. We over 14,000 members that are following us from South Africa and all over the world. And it's like Bronwyn said, it's all about the sensuality of the woman. Mm-hmm. And especially the older woman. You know, there's a sensuality that comes from within that you don't find from a younger girl. Younger girls, beautiful bodies, sexy, they hot. But if you ask them to bring a sensuality out to the photo shoot, it's not there. They haven't grown into that sensuality yet. Mm-hmm. They haven't lived life to the fullest yet. They're out jawing, they're partying, etc. But it only comes with age.
Yeah.
As that woman matures, that sensuality comes there. And as Bronwyn said, you know what? They're nervous. They don't know what to do. They don't feel sexy anymore. They're running around. It's kids, and husband and daily stresses of life. Until they see themselves in a photo shoot, they can't believe. I've had women sitting in front of me crying because they cannot believe that they are actually still that beautiful.
Absolutely. Wow.
And it does not matter about body shape, about who they think or how they perceive themselves and how they think media has changed the world of what they should look like.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's an awesome thing because regardless of age, every woman is beautiful.
Definitely. 100%.
And it's something that we lose. But the fascinating thing is that women only start to hit a sexual prime from kind of 35, 40. And often that's where the true beauty of a woman comes out. Because a lot of judgments tend to fall away then. You realize and you understand you are not going to have the body of a 21-year-old. But the beauty of sensuality comes from inside.
That's so true.
And that's the thing. It's not about what your body looks like. And the sexiest women are the women who are comfortable with their bodies.
Their own skin.
And very often those are not women who have perfect bodies. You know why? Because there's such an insecurity for that. Because there's always somebody whose tummy is flatter and whose boobs are bigger. So you've got to go and have more surgery and you've got to have more disgusting things and starve yourself. And being comfortable with yourself is really the power of sensuality. So please tell us what you think about all of this. Call us on.
Yes, definitely. 0861 555 1-800-989.
That wasn't bad. Call us. That wasn't too bad.
I want to hear you do one, Jonty.
You want to hear me do
one? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. So please call us on 0861-555-189, baby.
Oh, really? Is that the best you've got?
We'd love to hear what you think about this. Absolutely. So, but that's interesting. So what is sensuality for you, Bron?
Well, I just find that sensuality is about, I really believe that there's an inner beauty in every single person. And it doesn't, you know, like you were saying earlier, it doesn't matter what shape or form you are. To be sensual doesn't necessarily mean we take our clothes off. It's about feeling beautiful. It's about not necessarily even looking beautiful. But if, you know, often you see, you know, people will come into the studio and I'll just, you know, look at them and just think, okay, let's see what we can work with. But if that person just feels beautiful and feels sensual, man, we can get some amazing photographs. And so it's all about being caressed and how they feel and being sensual and almost feeling erotic. And I just believe that it empowers women as well. I think that it's important. And we don't often, as women, especially if you've had a baby or and you're a little bit older and you know, you've put on a bit of weight and you don't always feel sensual. You don't always feel sexy. Yeah. But to step into that that zone in front of that camera and just let go and just feel beautiful is just, I think it's so important for women.
Yeah. So I've always linked the erotic and sensual to something personal.
Definitely.
Like it touches something inside of you. Like if you look at pornography, there's nothing personal.
No.
It's very objectified. And erotic can still be incredibly explicit. It doesn't mean that it can't be, but there's something personal in it. There's something that comes from inside. And I think often that's where an older woman kind of gets much more of that.
Yeah, I would think so, because obviously you're now at a point in your life where you're more comfortable with yourself and you realize, like, screw the world. This is me.
Yeah.
This is the body that I've got, and yeah, well, let's work with this. Absolutely. This is what I've got, and I love it.
John, but it still takes a lot of convincing. Although women know that, like you say, I've stuffed the world, to get to that step, to actually say, you know what, I'm going to do this.
Mm.
Okay, and it doesn't matter what my boyfriend, what my husband says. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, it's the husband that is the cause of the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, he cannot realize that his wife is still sensual and beautiful. He looks at the other woman in the street and he buys the magazines and in the internet, etc. But the minute he sees his own wife or partner being sexy and sensual, there's a sort of a threat that comes in.
Yeah, it's very threatening.
It's threatening that because now, wow, what he's been doing, perving at other women or looking at other women, other men are now going to look at his wife and say, wow, she is really hot and beautiful.
But that's how it should be all the time.
Hi, Crystalline. How are you?
Hi, it's Christine from Joburg. How are you doing?
We are having fun here, Christine.
I hear so.
Yeah.
Hello.
What do you got for us? You got a sexy voice, Christine.
She sounds like she's just lying on her bed on some, you know.
Maybe there's somebody
she's busy with her boudoir shoot.
Maybe there's somebody standing there with a camera.
Perhaps you will just never know, will you?
Well, we might send us a picture or two.
Oh,
my goodness.
So what do you think about all of this?
You know what? I actually just wanted to call in and say I've always been a bit of a bigger girl. I've never been particularly thin. And I think a lot of women have a lot of issues regarding their bodies, especially with the media the way it is. And I actually had a sexy shoot done a few years ago, and it was completely liberating for me. It was amazing to sort of see myself in pictures, you know, and I think as Brandon said earlier, sometimes, you don't always realize just how beautiful you are until you see that picture of yourself. And yeah, I think it's really something that every woman needs to experience. Sometimes you can be overly critical of yourself, but, you know, an outsider sort of looking at you and looking at your body, you know, they see things that you don't, and they see beauty in places where you might see sort of flaws or faults.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, I absolutely think that every woman needs to experience this. Yeah, I actually shoot booked with Bronwyn next week Wednesday, and I'm so excited.
Oh, wow.
I cannot wait.
So do we get to see some of the pictures from the shoot?
Yes, I think you might, actually, John T.
Oh, wow. There you go, John T.
That'll be pretty awesome.
And Christine.
That's the one thing. I just want to pick up on this. Mm-hmm. That one thing you said is really awesome is that something else comes through the pictures, and it's not about your body or not just about your body. It's what's inside.
Absolutely. And it just completely awakens something within you. And I just know for myself that that experience for me actually improved my relationship with my husband. And it sounds silly to say, but I think as women, you know, sometimes you hear your partner say, you know, oh, you're so beautiful, or this, or I love your bum, or I love your breasts, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, you sort of think, oh, well, no, no, and it can't be, and my bum's so saggy, and my boobs are down to my waist, and whatever the case may be. But, you know, once you see those pictures, you can maybe appreciate a little more what they see within you.
Yeah, because here's this beautiful message that we just got, which says that this form of photography art is deeper than just image. It taps into retaining that lost power. It's more of a transformation process, from getting the edge to even engage into it to the end product. It's empowering in that one can scale how comfortable they are in slowly discovering other things about themselves, not only just sexually, but generally. And that's important, because we want to see, one of my big things is how we can see our sexuality and our sensuality linked to the rest of us, to every aspect of our lives. So it's not just this little box that we kind of, you know, we don't take our sexuality out. We use it in very specific circumstances and we put it away again. That we are sexual and sensual beings all the time.
John T., if I can pick up on something that Christine was saying about how it affected the relationship with her husband.
Mm.
Because each of us tells ourselves a story in our heads about who we are. And a guy might tell his wife or his girlfriend that she's beautiful. And she might believe that he believes that she is beautiful, but she doesn't necessarily believe that she is beautiful.
That's it.
Mm.
So when you start seeing photographs of yourself presented in such a way where this sensual beauty is revealed and unlocked, as Bronwyn says, you start to believe that. And that story that you tell yourself starts to change.
Mm.
And when now your husband's boyfriend, fiance tells you that you're beautiful, you actually, you're not seen as beautiful. You are beautiful, and you take it in and you internalize that. And that then, in that self-confidence that comes out of that, now creates a new kind of chemistry between yourself and your partner, because you're literally on the same page in terms of who you are. And I think that is something that's very powerful that adds to a relationship.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Christine, we hope that your shoot is absolutely spectacular. We would love for you to share some of
have
the
fun
pictures from it. There's somebody in the studio who really wants your number.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Blushing a little bit, sitting right next to me. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's really beautiful.
Yes, thank
you. It is such a pleasure. And thank you so much. Your show is just absolutely fantastic. And I think that you are actually touching people's lives in more ways than you could ever imagine. So please keep up the good job.
Wow, thank you so much. Well, we ain't going anywhere, and we are just getting better and better and better. So thank you so much for that. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Christine. Have a good day.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
That was very cool.
Amazing. Absolutely. So, Annie, what is sensuality for you?
John, as has been said before, sensuality comes from deep within a woman. It's not about the sexy or the perfect body. It's not that. And women tend to think that because they don't have the bodies, they can't do this.
That's what the media gives us.
That's what's being fed to the woman. And one of the women that I spoke to during the week on the Cougar site, her daughter of 14 years old that is absolutely beautiful has already issues with her body. Mm. Again, it starts from such a young age. But I think that's where the mothers must come in and start talking to these girls, and we've got to contradict what media is feeding people. Okay. But again, sensuality in the woman comes from age, comes from experience, and everybody gives a different form of sensuality. It's not a uniform thing that Joanne and Margaret and whoever will give you the same thing in a fellowship.
That's very personalized.
It's personal. It comes from deep within. And it takes a while. You know, the first couple of 15, 20 minutes in a photo shoot, I basically just play around with the woman and getting her to relax and showing her one or two stunning pics. And only then does she start digging deep into herself and getting into that sensuality part. And when the shoot's over, I said, wow, you know what? This was 3 hours of shooting. And it went so quick and they enjoyed it so much. And when they see the photographs, like Bronwyn and them said, that joy, the absolute unbelief that they can look that way, that they are still sensual. Although they're 45 or 50 or 55. The other day I did a shoot for a woman that just turned 60. And amazing photographs. Okay. But a sensuality that comes from deep within.
Yeah. That's what it is. There. That's what it allows.
I just call it the perfection within the imperfection. They're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, no. Yeah.
But so the perfection is that the beauty is the perfection that that's there. That's that woman. She is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, there's a great sculpture. I have an idea that it might have been Michelangelo said that all that he does is reveal what's hidden in the block of marble.
I suppose that's what we do in photography.
Yeah.
Right. We tap into that sensuality.
Yeah.
And when you can we just show that that's hidden. Out, that's, because it's there. It's hidden within every single woman.
That's the absolute beauty of it.
Now, when we talk about erotic photography or boudoir photography, it's usually based on women. Now, do men actually do these shoots?
We're going to talk about that, but we just want to talk to Hermine for a moment.
Oh, yeah, another caller.
Oh, we have lost her.
Oh.
We're going to get her back now. But that's really interesting, because where do men and where do couples fit into this whole thing, which is quite fascinating.
Definitely.
So where do men and where do couples fit into this, guys? Don't just sit there looking at me. Answer the question.
To be honest, men are less interested in photographing their body, but there is an interest in photographing as a couple.
And that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So in the same...
We're going to come back to this.
Okay, cool.
Because Yvette is on the line. Morning, Yvette.
Morning, John T. How, guys? How are you doing?
We are having fun. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Calling you guys from a wonderful, beautiful, sunny Durban.
Oh wow.
Thanks. Rub it in, hey?
Yeah, how warm is it? How warm is it in Durban today?
It's a sunny 27 degrees.
Oh, I don't want to know.
We're so jealous.
Absolutely. See, this weather for being on a beach taking pictures and doing other interesting things.
Oh, wow.
What would you do if you were on a beach right now, Spider?
Do you really want me to say this on air?
Yes, of course we do. So, Yvette, if you were on the beach right now and it was kind of a deserted beach, what would you do?
Well, it's a spend Tuesday, hey?
Well, who would be there with you? This is your fantasy. Who would be there with you on the beach?
I would definitely have probably a young guy there with me, someone to rub on oil, serve the cocktails, you know, that kind of thing.
That sounds pretty good. And what would you be wearing on this beach, Yvette?
As little as possible.
Possibly naked.
Naked's good.
Definitely naked is what I'm saying.
Of course, absolutely. So tell us about all this photography thing, Yvette.
All right. I've done some, quite a couple of shoots with Ernie already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every single one is absolutely so amazing because you actually kind of bring a different something to every shoot. It depends on the theme.
Mm.
And as Ernie said earlier, is the first one is usually like, I kind of like to call it the foreplay.
Okay.
Where you start kind of discovering yourself and you actually bring things out that you never knew were really there.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that kind of just grows with every shoot. It's just like, it's like blossoms. It makes you feel very sexy. The sexy and the sensual kind of combines with it. And it makes you feel so powerful as a woman.
Mm. That's awesome.
And you walk away there just feeling like $1 million,
I think that's so important what you said, which was that different parts of you come out, because within our sexuality and our sensuality are so many different parts of us. In fact, that world expresses more than any other single aspect of us, because most of what we do in work is pretty one-dimensional. Most of what we do in life is often one-dimensional. But within our sexuality and sensuality, there is so many parts of us to bring out. And if you can get in touch with the gentle and the sensual and the absolute fire and the amazing fuck slut and everything in between, you're getting to this amazing place.
So much to explore.
And you explore lots of these on the beach naked with this whole stream of young men.
It does kind of bring the fire out in you. You know, like, as you say, normal life is very one-sided, and the facets are not huge at all. And, you know, doing a shoot like this, after it's woken up everything inside of you, it kind of spills over into the rest of your life as well. You know, within the corporate world or anything out there, it kind of gives you that extra little jump of confidence that you didn't have before.
And that's awesome. When you can take that and put it into the rest of your life, then you start to integrate your sexuality into the fullness of you, not just the separate little thing that you do in these pictures that you hide away.
Yeah, you know what? You should take pictures and let the whole world see them. You shouldn't hide something like that.
Well, we're a big fan of that, and we're big supporters of that.
You must send us some of your photos.
Absolutely. So, Yvette, thank you so much for calling us, and you got to go spend some time on the beach for all of us later.
I will do that for you guys. I'll have a cocktail or two for each of you.
That's fantastic.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You're too
Thanks
kind.
For the great show, Jonty.
Thank you. So we're going to take a break for a few minutes with Master Joe Cocker. Oh man, that is a sexy song. Absolutely. So we should all be sitting here just wearing hats, actually. So maybe for next week, that's our rule. We're also in the studio and you're just with hats on. Yes? No? Anybody think?
No, no.
Yes, no?
I don't know. Head broadcast.
Anybody think? Yeah?
No,
yeah.
Jonty, no, not yet.
Why not?
Not yet. I'm not big on hats anyway. Maybe if I'm just in heels and jewelry.
Yeah, there we go. That'll work.
There we go. Okay.
That'll work. That'll work. Okay. So one of our fans on the line. Oath, good morning.
Good morning, my beautiful people.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been messaging the show for the longest time, so I decided to call today.
Oh, that's wow.
Fantastic.
Good morning,
that's so nice to actually talk.
He sounds so sexy.
Yes, he's getting closer. One day he's actually going to walk in the door here.
Yeah, I'm creepy like that. but anyways, guys, I just think today's topic is bigger than us, you know. It's really beautiful. Because as a guy, I see pictures, and I can see something that other people can't see. Even the person that's standing in front of the camera, they can't see it. So what's powerful is that it is not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people miss that. And one of your guests mentioned this, that you might tell someone that they're really beautiful or they're really awesome, but as long as they don't believe it, it does not fit in with your statement. Mm-hmm. It makes them uncomfortable even. It makes them self-conscious. But the more they start believing in it, and the more they start realizing that they are what we say they are, they walk out their tall, and they become beautiful people.
Absolutely.
Every aspect.
And you're right. It actually is a whole lot bigger than we think sometimes, because a lot of the experiences, like having a shoot like this, coming to have a really beautiful sensual massage experience, things like that are huge because of what they allow somebody to see and feel of themselves and get in touch with, which is often, you're absolutely right, so much bigger than just that moment or that experience. And it is such a beautiful thing. So thank you, Oath, and please.
It's one of those things, you know, it's one of those things that, again, reminds us not to think so much. Because we are taught to think. And this is one of those things where you can just feel.
Because thinking is the problem. The feeling is the easy one.
So, Oath, would you like to have a shoot, an erotic shoot?
With you. Oath is gone.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
Oh, well.
Okay. So would you be part of Oath's shoot?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. We'll have to just have some ideas, you know. I'm easy.
Just do it. Don't think. Just do it.
So let's come back to what we were talking about, which is really interesting. Where do couples and men fit into this whole thing?
So we were just saying how men's sensuality is very different from a woman's sensuality. And it's very difficult to portray that with a man on his own in a photo shoot. I'm not saying it's impossible, but Ernie was just saying off air, if the man's not sculpted, if he's not physically a powerful specimen, it's very difficult to capture that kind of sexiness in a photo shoot when he's on his own. Mm. However, when you're in a couple, the chemistry that is created between the couple unlocks that sensuality. So regardless of what the body type of the guy is, the sensuality is then released in how he's engaging with his partner in the photo shoot. And that's a really powerful thing because in doing the photos, in posing, in connecting, you're creating something together which then enhances what you have, and it unlocks both the male and the female sensuality in that couple's shoot.
Yeah, because the connection comes through in pictures.
Definitely.
I know the couples that I've used for my DVDs, that when we use real couples who are together, not just a man and a woman who are coming together for the purpose of the shoot, you really see the connection that really comes through. And I think as a photographer, you have to have that with somebody.
Absolutely. You can't fake that. So you can't, if you just bring two beautiful people together and you try and do a photo shoot, you can't fake that chemistry, that connection. Because everything we've been saying so far about sensuality is about it coming from inside. Mm-hmm. And you can have photos that look beautiful because the people are beautiful, but that sensual connection between them may not be there.
And it's amazing that you can see something like that in a photograph.
Absolutely.
Where the photograph actually talks to you.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't matter who thinks what. Because as photographers that are sitting here, you know what, your work gets criticized and crit by other photographers, and they like it, and this one doesn't like it, and this
one
would have done
something technical.
Yeah, and what I say to the photographers is, if you as the photographer is happy, and your clients are happy, that is an absolute perfect photograph.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Because you see something that someone else don't. Mm. And as a photographer, I took my wife and I got a friend of another friend photographer of mine, Solby, and he did a shoot for us. And we started in the lounge and we were busy doing photographs. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have that couple shoot and I needed to find out what does it feel for that person on the other side of the lens. Mm. So that once they stand there exposed, vulnerable, nude, so that I can have empathy or lock into their emotions and understand feeling. What they're feeling.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's easy to say, just come do the shoot.
Yeah. Right.
And slowly get nude or whatever the case is and do the boudoir. But until you've been there and you've experienced that nervousness and now I'm naked and now I'm standing naked with my wife and another photographer is doing that shoot, that vulnerability that you feel, and after that shoot, you think, but you know what? I was naked. She was naked. It was a stunning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved it. And we're going to do another one. But that's what people must understand. Mm-hmm. You walk out of there with a freedom. It's like something has fallen off your shoulders.
But you know what's a lot of fun, Jonty, awesome. Is just for couples at home to play with the idea of doing erotic photos of each other and to join in together and do erotic. So sometimes Bronner and I will stick the camera on a tripod in the studio and take photos of ourselves. And it's a lot of fun, and it's part of our experience and our play together as a couple. And it's something that we've discovered through this process of unlocking sensuality through doing these types of shoots and how we can unlock it in our own relationship. So we can put it out there to the people to get your cameras out, go buy a tripod, put it on the tripod and see what you can do. And it's a lot of fun.
Just have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So Earth said he would love to be the model and the photographer. Naked or not.
That's
he'd love to be part
for.
Of whatever. Absolutely. And that's pretty cool. So we have an interesting question about the difference between sex and sensuality. And it's quite a central theme for me in a lot of the work that I do. So by now, some of you will kind of know this. How do we define sex, guys? So for me, sex is?
Goal-orientated.
Yeah, more than that. Goal-oriented genital activity. And the goal is usually an orgasm.
An orgasm.
That's it. For you, for me, for however many of us there might be involved in this experience. And that's it. Sensuality comes from inside. It touches something personal. There's intimacy involved in sensuality. There's a connection. It's not just the sex. It's not just the body. It's not just the genitals, not just the breasts. It's not just a particular feature. There's something inside of an image that touches something inside of you. And I think that's an amazing thing. And that's what people who understand sensuality will bring that out. It's kind of like watching strippers in a way. So personally, I think strippers are really boring.
Really?
Yeah, I think
they are. Wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Okay, I think they're really boring.
How, Jonty?
Because they're doing something that's very mechanical.
Okay.
That's all that they're doing. They're dancing. They take their clothes off. But nothing personal comes through in that.
But what if she really, really loves dancing and that's when she feels most sensual?
Yeah, absolutely. But the percentage of times that's going to come through is so small.
Okay.
So I think I haven't seen an enormous amount of strippers and strip shows. I mean, I think going to teasers and stuff is like really boring. But I've had clients over the years who've wanted to go. So I kind of get a whole lot of people together and I take them and I sit there for half an hour to get them comfy. And I say, okay, I'm leaving now. And in all of the times that I've done this, and I've been to a lot of functions where there are strippers and dancers and things, and it's very rare that that sensuality comes out. And I could probably, over all of the years, count it on the fingers of two hands, if not less.
Wow. Okay.
And that's the difference.
Okay.
And you can take that same concept and expand it into the porn versus sensual and erotic photography debate, because a lot of people that will criticize the type of photos that we're talking about today will call it porn.
Definitely.
And they say, you know, I don't want to make my wife into a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of missing the point in that, because that personal porn is when that personal connection, that intimacy is removed. So all the good parts about what you're doing is removed and all you left is the objectification of the body.
Yeah. And that's where the context comes in, something that makes it different. And that's why I say that even something explicit can be so erotic and sensual because of the context that it comes from. And that comes through in so many pictures and images.
Hmm. Okay, guys, please do call us. It's 0861-555-189. And you can hit us up on Twitter at cliffcentral.com. Instagram, it's Cliff Central. Facebook, Cliff Central. And on WeChat, you can message the show on message to show.
We have to have a Pentagon connection or a CIA connection or a CIA oh, yeah? handle or something. We really need that now. It's like, I think.
Social security numbers
yeah,
and all of that. Yeah,
we've got all of this other stuff. So we need something a little bit more, you know. So maybe somebody from the Defense Force can help us out. Give us like a secret Defense Force sex research department.
Oh, gosh. Really, Johnson?
Go and undermine the enemy.
Is that your next movie that you're making?
Now let's rein ourselves in just a little bit. But, you know, that's what happened because the shoots that we did this week were with people who are in our orbit. They're on my database. They work with me. They work with Pharaohs. They're just people that we know who came along to have an experience. And some people had never done this before. And we started really gently. We shot a whole lot of different scenes, some beautiful sensual massage, and some more explicit shoots as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what came out of it when we had finished last night was the absolute freedom and the release from so many inhibitions and judgments that people had put on themselves.
No wonder you've got such a glow about you today. Like I can just feel the sex coming off of John T.
The beauty of stuff this week. And beyond that,
it's just so sexy today.
There's a couple
today.
Of women that I've been working with for a while. And this week, two women, for the first time in their lives, in their 40s, had G-spot orgasms.
Oh, wow. That is big.
And that is just amazing. And it shows us what's possible if we're willing to step out of our boxes and out of our comfort zones. And that's really awesome. Ilona is on the phone to us. No, she's not. She's also disappeared.
Oh, they keep disappearing. Something that I really like am struggling with right now, when you're doing a shoot, when it goes really explicit, do you get aroused? How do you handle that?
Okay, let's talk to Ilona and give these guys time to
back.
Yes, think about their answer before they jump in. Good morning, Ilona.
Hello, Jonty. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Also very well. Lovely to hear you guys on air and speaking with such wisdom and such insight. It's quite amazing to listen to.
You'd think we pay these people, you know, but that's awesome to hear. Thank you so much.
Well, I think you pay them very well, or I think they just do it for the love of it. But I think the latter is more applicable.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So have you ever done a photo shoot?
Yes, I've done a photo shoot with Ernie, and I've been listening to you guys, and what you say is so very true. I think you've covered all aspects. I would just like to add one more thing. You know, when you are in a boudoir shoot and you are now there like stalkers or just with your scarf or your hat on or whatever, and the photographer says, okay, give me your sexy pose, it's quite difficult because you don't know what is a sexy pose. But when a photographer really knows what he's doing, then he is able to bring out that sensuality out of a client. And that is what I would really want to say. Ernie was fantastic. He was able to, first of all, make me feel comfortable, and then he was able to get out that sensuality. And that, for me, is so important because it can be the most beautiful client, and it can be a really good photographer, but if the photographer cannot get out the sensuality out of the client, then you don't have that magic and that chemistry. And I just wanted to just say that Ernie really, he knows his stuff, and he
Thank you, Lena.
And that's a pleasure. Hello. And I've also seen his other photo shoots with other women, you know, and it's wonderful to see how a good photographer can bring out the sensuality out of a client. And I think that's important.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, thank you. Awesome. Because that's true. You say to a lot of people, look sexy, and they do kind of, and they do this like porn image thing, and they stick their tongues out and all sorts of like really bizarre things. And like,
and they look absolutely gross.
Yeah, and do real people do this? Absolutely not. They don't.
No, absolutely. So they try to imitate what they see on a magazine or a poster or whatever, and normally it looks quite ridiculous. But no, it's great. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and thank you for teaching us and guiding us and bringing us in touch with ourselves. That's quite awesome.
Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you.
We got a very interesting question here. Mm. So let's get the photographers to answer it. All I can think about is a photo shoot like this for my wife. It brings out such an inner sexuality for me. I would love for her to do it. Would it be better for me to ask her directly for me, or should I suggest it as something for her to do for herself? Ernie, what do you think?
Wow. Okay. It's fantastic that that man wants his wife to experience this.
Definitely.
Obviously, he sees her as being sensual and beautiful, and he wants her to see it. I think that's what I can get from his message, is that he wants her to experience how the way he sees it. Mm-hmm. And should he go and say to her, okay, do it for yourself, do it for him, I think it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants to do it, she can do it. If it's for him, then it's fantastic that she's willing to do it for him. And to me, from my experience, the most fantastic thing in this is that he is willing, or that he wants her to do this. Because a lot of women really wants to experience this. And I've mentioned it before. And I've had shoots being cancelled because of, they come back to me and said, I so want to do this. But
my husband doesn't. Really.
My husband doesn't want me to do this. Mm. And for the men out there, you know what? We spoke about it earlier and it was mentioned. Can't remember by whom. But the freedom and the feelings and the emotions that gets worked up and gets freed from a shoot goes back to the bedroom.
Yeah, I have.
It does. Now, I always make this joke with my clients, and I say to them, once hubby has seen the photographs, just send me a WhatsApp or an SMS with a smiley face.
That's
or whatever.
It. Absolutely.
And they're back on second honeymoon because he cannot believe, okay, how sexy and beautiful and sensual his wife is.
And it's actually a huge topic, is that kind of fear and jealousy, how it stops people having experiences. And I think it's something that somewhere down the line we will explore deeper, because it comes up a lot in my work as well, where a woman says, I would love to come and have this massage experience, but I don't know how my husband will deal with it, and he's terrified, and so many issues around it. It's a really huge thing. Jono,
I think that's his answer right there. Just if he can talk to his wife about it and just say, listen, you are just so sexy and so sensual, and I would like for you to see it the way
absolutely.
I see it.
And at the end of the show, we will give out contact information for Bron and for Ernie, so you guys will be able to get in touch with them. And they are both giving away an awesome prize. They're both giving away a photo shoot, but we had a thought. So we're sitting here in our studio, and this was Spider's idea. I'm not going to take credit for it. So this is our challenge to all of the CliffCentral.com babes. That means everybody working for Cliff Central, everybody involved in Cliff Central, everybody on any of the Cliff Central shows.
All the Cliff Central ladies.
That's
hello,
it. We
Cliff Central
challenge
ladies.
You to do a CliffCentral.com boudoir shoot.
Can you imagine? I mean, all the different crazy personalities we've got here. That will be
amazing project.
Yes. So before I forget, for your shoots at home, Bella Rouge are offering this week to CliffCentral.com listeners a 10% discount on corsets and boas.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I would like
that. So head off to Bella Rouge, go see Jenny, and tell her Jonty sent you.
Hey, Jenny.
Send us the pictures. Okay. So, Annie, how do people get hold of you?
They can contact me on my cell phone, 074-492-0867. Or email address, ernie@cougarsa.co.za.
Cool. Thank you so much. Ron, how do people get hold of you?
You can go to the website. It's erosphoto.co.za. There's a contact form. You can fill in the contact details there with your details, and just put Cliff Central in, and we can give you a discount. Or you can email or cell phone. You can call Bronwyn on a cell phone, 084-851-4023.
Cool. And you guys are doing something interesting soon, a photo workshop.
Yes. So a lot of the time, there's two workshops. The one we run in conjunction with Jonty, which is adding the erotic sensual photos to your play as a couple. So coming together, how do you take sensual photos at home? So there's nothing technical about the workshop other than how can you use lighting, so your bedside lamp. What do you do with your bedside lamp to make it look nice? How do you pose? What kind of poses make your wife look more flattering? What kind of how can you bring out the sensuality? And it's just a lot of fun to play together. And then the other course, we're running one on the 12th and 13th of July, and that is the more technical side where we teach you how to use your computer, your camera. So a lot of people go out and buy really nice Canon and Nikon SLR kits, and they go around shooting on full auto for the rest of their lives. So if you've got one of those cameras and you want to know how to use it properly, you can contact us. You can even go through to the same website and drop us a note about the photo course, and we'll send you the details through.
Thank you. So here's how we're going to run the competition for the two shoots. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to email us, johntsearle@mweb.co.za. You can get to me through cliffcentral.com. And you're going to talk about which part of you would you like to explore in a photo shoot.
Okay. It's very interesting.
And two great prizes of photo shoots, which is absolutely, absolutely awesome.
Okay, something else that I would like to find out, like before we wrap up. Now, obviously for women, it's important that I look really good when I do my shoot. Now, who does makeup and hair and stuff like that? Do you organize it? Do I have to organize such? How does it work, guys?
Well, if you come into studio, we discuss it beforehand.
Okay.
And often, you know, you would say, I definitely know people that will do makeup and hair, and they can come in and then we do the shoot from there. I like to have women have someone come and do their makeup because I think it's important that they look natural, that they just, you know, that they just feel free to. So I think it's important. So I often let them perhaps maybe even do their own hair. You don't want something that's too upstyle or anything. You want something natural.
Something natural and comfortable.
But I often ask the ladies to for me to have someone come in and do their makeup, and then I have somebody on that I work in conjunction with, and then we do it. We go from there.
Because a shoot is a very personal thing. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody contacts Brian and says, you know, I want to do a shoot, this is what I want, she'll engage with her and besides other things, find out what the budget is, because obviously this affects the budget as well.
Okay.
So all of those things will, you know, what do you want out of it? Do you want physical pictures? Do you want prints? Do you want a book? Do you want a DVD slideshow? So all of those things go together, and then Brian will put something together for you.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
So what's happening in my world this week is a wonderful talk on Thursday night called Sexual Non-Healing. So I wrote an interesting article last week called Non-Healing, and if anybody would like a copy of the article, please email me, johntsearle@mweb.co.za, or get to me through eroslifesa.com, and I will happily send you a copy of the article. So it's a very different approach to healing our sexual issues. And email address for the competition, johntsearle@mweb.co.za, and it will be up on Cliff Central.
And on WeChat.
And on WeChat.
Yeah.
And we're doing a talk in front of the fireplace with a glass of Glühwein, because it's just perfect for that. And we're going to have a really interesting discussion about sexual healing. So that's on Thursday
sexual
night.
Non-healing.
Sexual non-healing. That's on Thursday night at 7:30. That will be at Pharaoh's, because they have this beautiful big fireplace and big lounge. Information will be on my website. Thank you, everybody, so much for being here with us today, you guys in the studio. And thank you so much
for coming through.
Thank you for all of the calls and your messages, and we just love engaging with you, and we are having so much fun being here. So for this week, we
just
wish you all
exploring ourselves and each other.
So next week we are going to extend this conversation into, because we've had the pros here this morning.
Yes, that is important.
So next week we are going into selfies and sexting.
Oh, And how do I make sure that my private photos don't end up online,
yes,
viral?
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to have somebody in studio to give us some advice on what's the legal story. You know, what can you and can't you do?
Okay.
So in this week, I wish you so much pleasure.
And I want to say to all the ladies of Cliff Central, it is on. The challenge is on. Let's do this.
And we are playing out with Massive Attack. Have so much pleasure, guys.